CliffCentral.com. It's Friday morning. It's 9 o'clock. It's the Gas Comedy Podcast with 2.5 comedians. Is that the right way of saying it?
I think so. Put me on.
Yeah, you're on. What's happening? Hi, hello, everybody on the WhatsApp
line.
Do you
check helium on Fridays?
No, my voice. My voice just doesn't.
Did you work for KTV?
Sometimes. Never.
Just do that intro again while I kick your fucking balls in.
Go for it. Hey, good morning. It's 9 o'clock. Oh my goodness. It's the Gas Comedy Podcast with 2.5
minutes. It's also, you forgot the most important day of the year.
Today is also St. Paddy's Day.
St. Patrick's Day, yes. Did you wear green?
Yeah, I think my underwear was green.
Is your underwear green?
No, it's white.
Okay. It's probably was green. Norba's going to stand the whole day.
Like,
it's an hour, bro.
You're going to be
joining
tired.
Us is Norba.
No, you're saying this wrong. Norba? Norbo.
All right, since you guys are all going to mess up my name so badly, let me jump in.
Jim, Norba, Jeffrey, Norbo. And Andrews.
Norbo. Jim, Jeffrey, Andrews.
What's your name again?
Norba, Norbo.
Okay, cool. I was about to say that.
Before we carry on, let's do all the formalities. What's happening? It's Friday morning, Gas Comedy Podcast. You know the thing. We're going to be changing our name soon. And
you had a little bit of a Twitter battle with some guy trying to figure out what the thing was called.
Yeah, no, he's just like, my tickets are slipping away. This is weird.
And what's our background tune today that you chose off your stupid playcast?
I just started playing it because I thought you were going to be late. You can play music. Right.
No, play. So, I want to hear what the young ones are listening
to. It's a house song of... So it's the
house music
people.
Because house music was there before there was music.
Age
and music
is
house. Age is for happiness.
And is for outstanding.
It's for happy outstandingness.
Happy outstandingness.
Fuck, I can't stand
Beautiful music on the planet.
Oh man,
I love hip hop.
Like
I love
coming,
jazz.
Do you like
I love
being
everything.
On the podcast?
Not at all. Not so far, Dave.
And you gonna really stand?
No, dude, I'll stand for a while. I just need to get my legs.
What about the couch?
You guys have a couch? Is that the proper Cliff Central casting couch?
Believe so, yeah.
If I knew how many celebrities had lost their dignity there.
I'm getting it.
Norbo.
There we go. Yeah.
Fuck, I'll get it, man.
Right. So, ladies and gentlemen, you know the usual things. WhatsApp us on the WhatsApp line 0797482090.
Do you guys actually get WhatsApp? Do people WhatsApp in?
Yeah, people
WhatsApp us from Holland.
Are you serious? Have you got like nudes on the WhatsApp line? Have you got like interesting stuff?
No, they do send them, but you get pictures. But what we're trying to do is database them so we can see who is sending them. At the moment, it's just a number and a dick pic.
Yeah.
And then you're like, Eric, stop it. I'm next to you, dude. Yeah. Save it for later.
We didn't test that. So we all sent them and then we compared. It was fun. You should have been here.
Like, we saw you taking the picture, Eric, under the
no wide angle lenses. That's the only
thing. What is the name of this tune?
This song is called So Good to See You by Rambo V.
Play some more.
It's just like background music.
This is like funky elevator music.
So when you're going to go visit, if you go visit like Kaya FM.
No, like think about it. Like you'd be walking and then you'd be like, yeah, I'm going to press the button now. Boom. And then as you open the doors.
Go again?
Like, yeah, man.
That's the wrong one.
This is what I was doing. Yeah, I was chilling. And then, you know, I had this party, man. And this girl was nice. Like I didn't understand why she was doing this thing. Boom. Okay, cool. Yeah, man. Let's carry on. Let's go into this party. Because this is what's going to happen.
Oh,
that's
man.
You leaving.
See what you're doing
I mean.
Okay. All right. I've got these things here, which actually has the WhatsApp line on it. So I'll just play it really loud.
Yeah, and the tweet thing, if you are tweeting us, is at CliffCentral.com, at Gas Comedy. And yeah, let's speak, man. Let's talk. What do we have on the show today, Uncle Dave?
Text us on the WhatsApp line.
0-7-9. Oh, you have stings? Holy hell.
748-2090.
You actually have an actual person that did that.
Hold up.
What, somebody sent us a pic immediately?
What are we going to talk about today? Have you got to St. Patrick's Day vibe?
Yeah, no, dude.
Are you Catholic? Are you Irish? Are you Christian?
No, I'm an Anglican agnostic.
I don't understand.
It means I used to be Anglican, now I'm agnostic because I realized that the only true God I should believe in was the one that my people had before the white man came in with the Bible to steal everything.
Here we go. I have got Zill and Helen Zilla on the line.
Exactly. Yay! Let's get it going.
Hello, Norba.
And, you know, and I'll be honest
with you. Hello, Norba. Are you a polonialist? You look like you like baloney.
I'll be honest with you, Helen. Every time I've wanted to date a white girl, I've heard some colonial stuff that's made me change my mind.
But listen, if you date a white girl, be thankful for the roads that you can drive to her house on.
And the hospitals. Jesus. Like, honestly, I
when she has to go to your house, she's like,
money
I'm
about
sorry.
That. I'm like, yo, Muzi, are you going to pimp slap her or are you going to be here a trick forever? Like, genuinely, dude. Like, how long?
So there's the podcast here, we're trying to work out because there's new podcasts arriving out there. in comedy.
You're joking.
So we're trying to figure out that what this podcast is. So we're trying to encompass everything that's comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And what I've found with guests is it's no good talking about where you're from, how long you've been doing comedy. So I'd rather have a topic and we'll bring the comedy to that topic. So if it is a Helen Ziller thing, I wouldn't want to make it the full hour.
Of course.
Because it actually gets a bit, I'm actually a little bit sick of,
no, dude,
if you say the word black in something, people go, you're racist. If you want to talk about an issue and you say, well, this is how it was like for me growing up, then it's privilege.
White privilege. Uh-huh.
Then if you say, so I'm actually sick of all of that.
Or if you're a Kevin Fraser fan, then you're definitely racist.
Kevin Fraser as a person?
Oh, God.
Is he still alive?
Oh, dude, like first class douchebag, if you ask me, my friend.
What is he, comedy?
He tries, bro. He tries. He's very, very big on...
Is it like Couch Ninja?
No, my friend. Couch Ninja has dignity about him.
Who's this guy, Kevin Fraser? What does he do?
Oh, God, wait, you haven't seen this clip. There's this clip that I watched last week and actually ended up getting into a viral fight about it. He's a South African who moved to Australia and then all of a sudden felt he was at liberty to do as much racially based nonsense as he wanted.
Does he do black sin?
Yes, he does black sin straight up. He's got this one clip where he's called a South African sandwich. It is the most offensive piece of comedy I've ever seen in my entire life. I wrote a review on it on Facebook and we're on like 3,000 comments. All of a sudden, white women.
Some people comments, yours are reviews.
Dude, like, no, brother. I go
review
in.
Here.
Yeah, exactly. I'll review absolutely everything to the point where Kevin Fraser's page blocked me and white people, no offense, Dave, not good white people.
No, I'm kind of green.
Okay, you're kind of green.
St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, St. Paddy's. All right, the wrong kind of people responded and they were just liberally using the K word all over the. I'm sorry, like, I'm going to SA Human Rights Court on this nonsense. Dude, I filed for official complaints.
You know what? I like the way you do that. It's Facebook and it's kind of the Penny Sparrow vibe.
Mm-hmm.
But I also, that's another thing. My life is so much better now that I don't read the comments and I just post stuff on Facebook. So I'll put all my racist, I put my racist stuff from there and then you guys just go in there.
it's like throwing a piece of meat amongst a bunch of people.
Remember in those Beano comics, there was always a fight, there was dust and then every now and then like a bone shot out a thing. I'm just standing on the side watching.
Waiting to start the next one.
Oh, he's coming to Joburg. He's going to be at the Nelson Mandela Theatre on the 17th of March, which is today.
Yes,
are you going to a show?
I wish I could, dude. There's not enough tomatoes in the world for me to
at the Nelson. He gets a gig at the Nelson at the theatre.
My friend, you need to see that clip. I genuinely believe that the South African sandwich is the antithesis of what's going right in South African comedy. Because now we're at a place where people are discussing ideas.
Antithesis is the bottom.
It's the exact opposite as
well. Okay.
Yeah, dude, I'm learning, Dave. So, like, genuinely,
what's pragmatic mean? Someone put the spelling of it in. It was given. Gavin Kelly put the dictionary definition of pragmatic.
Pragmatic, yeah. Mm.
Okay, so antithesis, in other words, like he's. But how does he's? He was in South Africa. Now he's left.
He left, and then he comes back every once in a while to do shows. He's got a decent following amongst the expats that side.
43,000 people like his shit.
Do you see, brother?
Weird.
No, my friend. Watch that South African sandwich clip, and tell me if it isn't the worst piece of black accent you've ever seen in your entire life.
But don't you find that there's a bit of a phase, and it's going to be for the next few years, where the older South Africans with money that are wanting to see things, and I'm talking white, would want to see. I kind of see Nick Abinamis doing some of that sometimes. This heads in towards a sort of cringy. But if this guy's got that market, I haven't booked a show at the theatre. Who
neither
comes from
I.
Australia? Is that because he's from Australia and he's got some people and he's going, I'm really cool?
He's just got money, markets, and he
Kevin Fraser.
It. Remember, comedy is a business and anything that's a business isn't about your sentiment, about your feelings, or about the rights and wrongs.
Market.
It's about making money, brother.
Yeah.
And
the
moment
so
it's
he's obviously got
money.
The market watching him. Plus, he might also have people that are from the outside. I'm talking learned black people, whatever, that come to watch it and go, well, let me comment on this. Let me see. If it's popular culture, you've got to go both ends. Come and watch it. Or would you boycott it? Would you go and watch it?
I definitely would go to watch it, but I don't think I'd be able to finish the whole show. At some point I'd be on stage breaking necks and doing RKOs.
Yeah, that's RKOs. A wrestling reference, man. You get it? You get
a
it.
Roundhouse kick.
A Randy Orton signature move. Come on, damn it. This
what's
guy.
RKO?
RKO is like, it's just basically breaking your neck.
It's breaking
like
somebody's
you
neck.
You don't see it coming. I'll do it to you after the show. And then you'll be like, wait.
I'm so worried. This is such an aggressive show. I would you fight with Noba?
Me, yeah? I'd
no
fight
ways.
The Noba.
But Eric is brave. He'd fight anything.
Yeah,
he's the kind of guy who looks like he'd even like bang a
Gipple fight like open mouth.
Like, look at her. Oh, she's so thick. I'm going to get me some of that.
I'm going to get me some of that hippo pussy.
Jesus. You've gone quite heavy.
Listen, yes.
Tell me more. Okay, I'm learning about RKO, which used to be actually a radio station in the 1940s. RKO. And then tell me now I've heard of something new now. Hippo pussy.
No.
No, you said it. Let's talk about it.
Basically, what happens is you're going to go into Madison's and all the. You're going to take a good look around.
Madison's is in Pretoria.
Yeah, no, isn't Madison's the one across the street? And you're going to find somebody who's...
Oh, is it a strip club?
No.
No, it's a club club, my friend.
Normal club. You can't be making a noise on it. Hey, no, no, no.
We should. We should actually build the scene. Turn the music a little louder. So then you're going to walk into the club and you're going to see her. She thought it was fishnet. It was actually whale net. But she looked good. And you tell yourself, you know what? Just once in my life, I'd like to make a wrong decision. Because after all, riding a scooter's got to be great.
Is it a strip club?
No, it isn't. It's a club club across the street.
Normal
friend.
Club, man. Normal club. Normal
so
club.
She walked up to you and said, what's the Wi-Fi password?
Ah, that's funny. It's like riding a scooter. It's probably going to be the funnest shit ever, but you don't want your friends to find out.
Okay, I got you now. I'm with you now. All right. I just wanted to know what the hell.
Wait, is the video called The South African Sandwich?
Yes.
Or is it just one of his other clubs?
That South African Sandwich.
It, yeah.
I'm going to
find it. All right. Okay, then other things. You were talking about Helen Zille and the...
Oh, goodness.
It comes to all sorts of things.
Oh,
how should she be allowed...
Can
on
I
Twitter?
Be honest? Like, let's be honest. We're like going through like a watershed year over the last like year and a half, where we're starting to discuss things that we never discussed, and we're addressing issues we didn't address. And the problem with that is,
so in that light, she can tweet.
She can't, dude. Everybody's free to tweet. Freedom of speech
is indoctrinated.
But at the same time, if you're not weighing and measuring your words whenever you go out, then there's certain positions you can't have and certain things you can't do.
Do you speak to people after the show who forget sometimes that you're black? And they're rapping to you and they're talking to you and you look at them and going, buddy, you're just saying some stuff now.
Genuinely, on so many occasions, brother, on so many occasions. But the thing is as well,
I've seen with three comedians, sometimes it happens when the guy goes, yeah, you were brilliant, eh? But the other comedian's standing there and he has bombed. And he's like, yeah, you're so good. But listen, I want to talk to you. And then he talks to you and then I'm standing there like, can you not see there is a black guy standing next to me? But never mind that it's...
In front of a cutting board.
Stuart Taylor says in his show, it's deep. He said racism does not belong on Twitter, doesn't belong on Facebook. It belongs where it should always have been, around the bar with your friends.
Oh, Mr. Taylor, that's a first class. Thank you for a first class gentleman right there, eh?
Yes. So right. She can tweet. It's almost like my mom on Twitter. She just hasn't got... I understand that might be your opinion. You might actually believe that's why roads exist, that's why time existed, that's why everything existed before something happened, something else happened.
Mm-hmm.
It's very weird, though. Would anything have happened anywhere in the world if the Romans hadn't built those little roads? Would anything happen if we hadn't discovered the spear, fire?
Like, honestly,
how far back do you want to go, Helen?
If we hadn't eaten the cavemen and said we're going to be the dominant species, we could start anywhere.
Yeah, we'd be butterflies now or lizards.
Speaking of the lizard people,
just like
you
my
must
mom.
Read David Icke. Oh my goodness.
No,
hey.
Don't. But you are educating me on some stuff. David Icke, Kevin Fraser.
Yeah, no, for sure. Like I heard
did
about
he do comedy
guys.
Here? Did he do Hurricanes? Did he do work at Parker's?
Nothing, my friend. Absolutely nothing. Nobody knows him. And isn't that the weirdest part? Comics Choice Awards, you haven't bumped into him. Park Acoustics, all the gigs that we run
yeah.
and the entire circuit that we
yeah,
have.
Yeah.
Absolutely none of us has heard of him. But then he's selling out theaters.
Yeah.
What if it's like secret Orania meetings? What if you and I get to the door, Eric, and they're like, no, you can't come in.
You can't come in.
This isn't for you.
Why not?
Or they ask you, though, no. First they ask you the question that always like, so where's your plastic bag? You're supposed to come after the show. And then you're like, okay, no, I bought it. No, you can't come in.
If you say something funny on the podcast, then this gets played.
Right.
It does get played. It's just Eric laughing.
Oh, it's up like... Yeah, it's like... We just hold up like a color palette to your face. They're just like, you don't match. You're under this red line. Fine.
Don't make me take out my pencil.
But I have a blast. We're going to draw a line on your head anyway. If it stays, you're fucked.
Did we ever finish that conversation with who was it? Was it Gilly?
Gilly
and
Bongani Dube.
Yes.
What, the one about women in comedy.
Women in comedy.
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
But Bongani wasn't here to defend his honor. He was at home doing other things. Yeah.
What was his stance? What was his? Because I'll ask you as well. Because you've also you're an organizer of comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get involved in Park Acoustics? Is Vanna?
Well, basically, we started the gig together.
That's so you went to the show, watched the bands,
uh-huh.
and looked up and said, hang on a minute, there's a comedy gig happening here.
Yeah, dude, and then I showed them the area outside, we discussed, we got it together, and then it took us about like, you remember, Dave, how it was in the beginning, because you used to come with me, I used to phone you up for the early acoustics, and you'd be like, no, it's shit, it's a rock festival, it's not going to work, it's going to be like your silent comedy idea. But then meanwhile, 4 years later, another successful gig.
No, it works, but it had to have some things happen.
It did.
There was no one telling anyone about it.
Mm-hmm.
There were people kind of walking past very drunk, and you had to do it before 6 o'clock, you need to be off that stage.
It's true.
We saw the first one I went to, we walked on stage at 7:30 because there was no one there. We had to go down and find people and bring
and
them up.
Them up.
And they were so pissed. And then belligerent Afrikaans, Brandon Coke, teenagers. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah.
Every comedian's favorite audience on the entire planet. Eh?
Let them get onto Helen Twitter's Twitter. Helen Twitter.
Helen Twitter Zillas. Hey.
Yeah. But they don't have filters. They just shout stuff.
Yeah, they just let it go. Hey? Yeah. And it's such closed.
It's kind of a like a closed door. Let's all just be. You should have like a racist room where you just walk in, close the doors. It's soundproof. You just get rid of it. Sexism, racism, something like this special place where you can go. Maybe it's a club. Maybe it's an idea.
Mm-hmm. Scream out.
It's a yoga.
Just scream it all out.
I know. It sounds like there was a pitch to investors right there, Dave.
I'm getting a pitch to them. It's a door. I also came up with an idea a long time ago. Mm-hmm. And now, it was funny in comedy because I thought it'd be a thing. You can see if this is a real idea. A apartheid tax that white people pay, but you get a receipt laminated, put it in your wallet, and it's basically however when you were born. So if you're born in the 70s, 80s, it gets less as you were born. After 94, you're exempt.
Damn.
As a white person, maybe not. Because what's happened is everyone thought after 94 racism just goes. Everyone's happy now. We can all just get on. And it's not, it's social. We work like that. There's money involved. There's things. Mm-hmm. But if you have that tax that you pay, then when someone does give you a little bit of a hard time, you just open it up. Paid my tax, thank you. That doesn't mean I'm not a sexist, racist, misogynist chop, but I have paid my tax.
You've paid your
dues. Somewhere, someone got a school that they burnt down or something, but I paid for something.
With my blood money.
Exactly, a road that
but
they
it was just a joke.
On,
it was kind of like a poking fun at the people. And then I realized, shit, I wonder if someone wouldn't fucking do that in Parliament.
Yeah. Don't joke, my friend. You know what's the worst part? I'm actually starting to think that Parliament is getting ideas from all the games that are going on around the world.
Game shows.
No, just games in general. Because Monopoly changed their board. And ever since, my friend, every board that Parliament has been at. Why don't you go touch with the horns when you need them, mate? Like, straight up.
I've
more fire today, guys.
I've got horns, but then it plays the other thing as
do
well.
Do the horn. Oh, okay. Yeah,
cool. Oh, God.
Okay, we have WhatsApps. This is weird. Who's this first? Woody says he's cranky because his brother woke him up to do illegal stuff.
Text us on the WhatsApp line 079-748-2090.
Richly Benoit just walked in. We have a thing. Sorry, man.
Busy.
Go.
This guy. My God.
That's why you shouldn't be sitting at the board.
Is this thing on?
Richard.
Yeah, it's on.
WhatsApp?
Reggie. Right, so on the WhatsApp line, Woody says he's cranky this morning because his brother woke him up to do some illegal shit and he's going back to bed. John says, this is fun. Dave and Eric, you guys are entertaining and offending us. Have a lack of St. Patty's Day.
I like that he's chosen to be us.
And he's asking where he can have a shot with you.
He's going to shoot me.
Is he buying?
No, but I'm thinking, firstly, I offended him. And he wants to know, I'd like to kill you, but are you busy Wednesday?
Yeah.
Make sure you have your insurance up to date. Make sure you
have your last
camera.
Meal.
Please take a photo of Richie there with the full on. He's gone full Ray Charles.
One hand on the mic.
And I've had the time of my life.
No, that's not Ray Charles. That's
Ray
Lionel Richie, guys.
That's not even Lionel Richie.
That's not Lionel Richie. Are you some other
some other brah.
Yeah, the time of
Richie,
my
welcome,
life.
Man. Thank you. You know what I like about your vibe is you said, is the podcast still happening? First, that was quite offensive. And then you said, can I come on?
That wasn't me. That was that guy.
No, you know what happened? We are changing the name. Because Dusty has kind of registered his gas comedy name and wants to use it in Australia.
So we're going
to
make up a name now.
We kind of have a name in the pipeline. We're running a competition at the moment for fans.
Fans.
The three there. Oh.
The three of them that messaged
read some
us.
More. Read some more.
Yeah, the third guy said, racist room, it's called South Africa. I don't know what that
racist.
Means.
No, he says South Africa is a racist room.
You don't know, but like, yeah.
You know, David made a joke about the racist room. If you could just have a room where you could go be racist.
Look, I think you
I wasn't
do.
Listening.
I think once your windows are once your windows are up, you kind of can
I
do
I think that room is in Helen Ziller's house.
Upstairs.
Upstairs. Just past the toilets on the left.
It's soundproof. It's like getting your
It's not soundproof. Products. It's actually has a live Twitter feed.
Play by play, second by second.
It's got those mosque speakers. You know the mosque
it's
speakers.
Got tweet deck. It's got a you know what's nice? She's going, listen, it might have been a really racist tweet, but it got a lot of hits.
Yeah, that's the way to get hits,
that's
right?
The way, it's either social media. I said a bad thing, but check how many hits I got.
Yeah. Either you have to die. If you die, you're fucking amazing after that, bro. Think about it.
Everybody remembers you. Hey, you did it, eh?
Die on stage.
No.
In real life.
That's
come on, if that was true, Couch would be our god.
I like the way he's now. He's even. You don't even have to say. It's like Madonna. You don't have to say the ninja.
Just say couch.
The surname.
Went to gig. Went to gig last night. Eric was there. And couch was there.
Couch was there.
Angel.
No, man, I love Frederick, dude. Yo, dude. And you want to hear the worst part? I was with him at a gig last week, and Eric was there too. We saw him storm. We saw him kill the audience. Yo. We saw the best set we've ever seen of Couch Ninja in our entire lives. We're like, oh my god,
for real?
No joke.
That's good.
Like, was champion.
He's got a love of comedy.
Dude, I had two Tinder dates that night, and both of them were impressed, eh?
I don't understand how you squeezed that into this fucking story.
Yeah, just like, let's fuck a donkey.
Okay, Rishi, what do you want to say?
Let's fuck a donkey.
No, man, you said something about couch.
No, I was just saying, is it, you said he had the best sets of his life. Was it, because you've seen his set, right? Hmm. Was it a good set, or was people just laughing at his shit?
No, it was a good
shit?
Set.
Which place? Which
that
venue?
Was a good set. At the Muse Cafe in London.
How many people?
There were like 30.
And two of them. Did you get double dated? Did you take both Tinder dates with you to the place?
Same table, same time.
That's king, hey. Wow.
That makes no sense, though.
It's a lineup for a threesome.
My friend, I am Zulu. The rules that apply to you do not apply to me.
Ooh. Do you want to go into the racist room for 2 minutes? You too?
Yeah.
Listen.
Polygamy, my friend.
Give you a microphone.
I thought you were Canadian.
And also Zulu.
Because you've got there's quite a little accent in the back.
Yeah, he's a Zell.
Oh, I talk to you like, hey, Dave, I just want to come down to Park Acoustics, man. Park Acoustics.
That's
do you
want to
go
friend.
To Park? Hey, Richley, have you done Park Acoustics? Am I doing quite a good norm?
Yeah. Hey. I don't know what's the this is weird.
You need to sound a little bit more asthmatic. You know,
the other day, Rishli, I had no people at my one show, so I invited all my Tinder dates. And the show sold out, man.
Was it Couch was there?
Couch was there. He did one of the best sets he's ever done. Now I'm going full normal.
This is going to become a thing.
I'm working on Rishli. I'm trying to
first,
do Rishli.
First, something now,
Dave.
Let's fuck a donkey.
That's more Cape Townian,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, that's super Cape Townian.
You're from Durban. You should know how to do it.
Toti. Toti's not Durban, eh?
Yeah, it isn't.
Toti's probably the possible racist room of South Africa. Do you want to go there now?
Dusty's from there. You from there. Come
two
on,
gigs I've
sense.
Had there. The one gig I spoke about, the guy died at the gig.
Physically.
He reffed his motorbike in the hall. He pulled out and went straight into a truck.
Pulled out and went into a truck, yeah.
But he heckled us without heckling. He just revved his bike.
That was while the show was on.
While the show was on, we had to go and get chairs. It was a mess. And Martin Davis, Martin Evans.
That's
killed,
literally.
It's a tragic story, though.
He
heckled. The thing is, I feel sorry for the fact that the guy died, but fuck motorbike. Like, fuck bikers, bro. Sorry, bikers, but fuck all of you. Because, you know, like when a biker rocks up, like, you know, he always has to do this thing. Why, bro? You don't see car drivers every time you rock up somewhere.
But
check out your helmet and hold it.
They do that, eh? They do have to keep the bike going.
Yeah, why?
But if it's a nice car, they do. Every idiot with a 63 AMG, a Ferrari, or a Porsche revs it wherever they
want. What's your golf course?
Every single time. It's
he has to do it because it doesn't idle. He has to keep the engine actually revving.
Yes, so hold the choke.
I drive a Tez. It doesn't do it.
Eric's car has a choke.
you think it's his NOS button, but it's actually a choke.
You guys are assholes, all of you. All three of you. Well, not you, Norma, just you, Richie, and fucking.
No, listen, okay, Richie, a couple of things. We spoke about that Helen's Inn thing I don't want to talk about because what you're doing is the thing
moving
that.
Away.
Who was it who said that talk about Black American, African American Week or Black American Week or Month or something?
Ooh, I
and
they
interviewed that at Old Toppy, the Mr., the guy who does the voiceovers. And he just said, "What should we do about racism, America?" And he says, "Stop talking about it."
That's it. I feel the same.
Because every time you do it, you're like saying, "We're different. We're different. Look at me. I'm different. I'm different." Then you get everything.
Is that an American?
So it was a great clip. It's Thingy Man. What's his name? Does all the great voiceover work for America? Morgan Freeman.
Oh shit!
And great,
he's
great.
He's black, eh?
Stop! But don't talk about it. He's not actually black. He's more. He's kind of. He's got a lot of freckles.
He's Nelson
that make
Mandela
him
in America.
It's weird for black persons to have freckles, though, eh?
He's Nelson Mandela in America.
You see that? I was not there. Someone made a meme. Like, it's great. Nelson Mandela was there.
Yeah.
Morgan Freeman. And you, Richard, you want to be on the show because you just like talking shit.
Yeah, man, I like the show. And the thing is, I haven't been on the show ever since the roast battle thing. Yeah.
That's, I wanted to do this for when you came in, but I kind of went into the zone because we do have a roast battle winner. and we spoke about it in between here.
Okay.
Was that final not a proper shambles, or am I being nice?
It was shambolic, bro.
Come on, share.
Can I just tell you, I spoke to the director after that. I said, didn't you at one stage want to walk onto stage and go, ladies and gentlemen, we're just going to have a quick break now.
It's live TV.
It's not live TV. It's recorded.
Yeah.
Please all chill in your seats, go to the bar. We just want to have a chat to the comedians and talk to mostly the judges to get them to back off a little bit and let the show actually carry on. Because they were butting in when you actually doing your roasts. They were trying to be funnier than the roast winners.
Yeah.
And Fresh, Darren Simpson, and John. Out of the three of them that can make one decent comedian.
No comment. I'm working Whitehead Comedy Club this month and I look forward to it.
Invoice now. Okay.
Or else you're going to have to get there and all your choke outs.
Yeah. At Carnival City. No, while you're waiting at that little kiosk box negotiating your 10 rand.
Yeah, but to talk about the...
It's a lucky club has come up nicely. I'll admit it's better than when it was in the old days.
Yeah, when
Parker ran.
We can't... Genuinely. Yeah.
But no, Rishi, so that was a shambles. I, as a director, would have said, guys, let's stop this whole thing.
Yeah.
The judges are getting too involved in the show because it's not... They were roasting each other and then roasting you.
Yeah.
And then putting Mark Banks off.
Putting the whole thing off. But you know what's weird about it, though?
And Dylan's roast wasn't cuck when in his round.
Yeah.
The audience turned on him.
Yes.
His roast was top.
Yes. And you know what happened, eh? You were not there. So what happened is the judges...
I was there. I was with you in the one final.
No, I mean at the final.
Roasted you, fucked up.
But you were standing there and you were like just chilling. You're saying like he stands very sadly during his roast. So he stands like with one shoulder up.
Let him finish. Go.
It's my secret weapon, bro.
No, I'm standing like him. Go.
So what happened is I prepared. I'll be honest with you. I prepared for Dylan in the final, and I prepared for what's the other guy's name? Donovan Goliath. So I didn't ever expect Mark Banks to be in the final. So I didn't write for Mark, and Mark obviously didn't write for me because he was actually roasting Dylan.
Yes, he even had the thing there.
The Dylan t-shirt.
He ripped out a thing and said that, yeah.
Yeah, so...
But now the producers were going to say, don't you guys want half an hour to call the other comedians in? If the comedians in, we would have easily given you a roast. Can I ask Eric to not have that much snot in the mic during the show?
I didn't do that. No.
We did it. We did a show the other day.
This guy, one of his headphone things are off and he's shouting at me. Like you're hearing it off air, chief.
Like you're doing
it. We did a show called... Can I, what's it called? That thing that with Chris Forrest?
Sorry.
Is that a fact?
Oh, so who's yeah?
Did you do it?
No, it's like, could I lie to you, right?
Yes, but not.
Yeah. I didn't get the call. Hey,
I did with you. I phoned them.
Me too.
I phoned them and said I'm on tonight.
It was weird because Chris was standing and Chris was like, "Did they call you?" I was like, "No." He's like, "Okay, so Jason, on Friday." I guess I'll see you guys later then.
Isn't that like a bit of an industry thing? Like there's more comedians now. If in the old days you would have had the five guys would have been on the show.
Yeah.
The 300 of us, did they call you? No.
Oh, man.
And then you turn around and like, so Ngoba, on Friday, don't forget you must be prepared. I'm like, what?
But during the show, the filming, they've got a studio audience.
Yeah?
This chick at the back has not only got like a problem with her nose, but she's sorting it out without a tissue. Can I? She was doing the scratch. Do the scratch. Okay, that. Plus, she's doing whatever's getting there is recycled back.
Oh, yeah. No. Oh, yeah. The backlash.
And Chris is telling me, like, just don't talk about it because the studio wants to be in there since 11 o'clock that night.
Okay.
Just let them sit, be quiet. We can edit it in post or play music or something. But it was putting me off so much.
Oh, eh? That's hard.
Anyway, tell us about the line.
We have a listener from Australia saying that...
G'day, mate.
Runaway expats from South Africa love...
You see what I mean? Exactly what
that
I
guy,
said.
What is that guy's name?
The country that you used to live in.
Who's this?
Genuinely.
That guy that does the black scenes.
It's him, dude.
Kevin Fraser.
And he's doing a show tonight.
And he's doing the Nelson Mandela
I need to go and see this guy.
Please go and throw a tomato on our behalf.
Tomato?
Like genuinely. I am
scared of Rishu when he says, I need to go and see this guy.
When a colored guy says that.
On News 24, Local comedian Kevin Fraser was in an accident.
No, local comedian Rich Lubonwa throws a brick at
that's it.
Kevin Fraser.
I've been planting bricks.
See, I didn't say comedian. Exactly. Kevin Fraser. Just Kevin Fraser.
Yeah, because he's from Durban. You know that, right?
Yeah, dude, he's a Durban boy who ran away. And when he started doing the blacks and stuff, he was in Australia already. So the locals, they were like, halala, we found our messiah. Somebody who speaks it like it is.
And also, the further away you go from the country, the better the country was when you were there.
True.
So now, so if you're in Zimbabwe, you're like, oh, I'm from South Africa. Yeah, we have the same trouble as you. It's fine. It's heavy. But there's a little bit of political. Well, yeah, talking about Australia, you're like, South Africa was the best country in the world, and this guy fucked it up. And then I'm like, you're so far away. It's nice to shout from the fence.
From Iceland. Imagine how it is in Iceland.
Hey, get someone else.
Iceland had to scream in Australia years and then they echo the.
And here's the weird thing. Like, some people, there is a campaign to get South Africans to come back. So we've stuck it out here. We've gone and said, okay, let's make this work. Let's make a comedy club work. Let's do some things. Then they come back. They're like, oh, we're living in Bryanston. Like, and they say, oh, Bryanston's not such a good area anymore. Hey? I'm like, yes, tell me why. What happened? Is it because black people live there? Is it because it's nice?
They had a bicycle heist in Bryanston about the
bicycle.
Were the guys on heists on bicycles?
No, they broke into the bicycle store and they stole all the bicycles.
Listen, bikes are 100 grand these days.
There's apparently like 1.2 million worth of bikes.
That's three bikes.
That's a,
three bikes
and a Porsche.
Isn't that weird? Like
three bikes and
there's a heist. There's heists now. There's no more robberies.
Yeah.
What is the limit?
Yeah, because 24 million from the airport is a heist.
200.
It's a heist.
And that's a German word. It's a German word for case.
I heard about
heist. Heist.
It's the first time people from Mamelodi have been caught for doing anything, hey?
What, like, doing?
They get away with it, hey?
You forget.
It was the first time they were caught doing something.
Doing anything.
Yeah.
Like working or what?
No, caught for doing crime.
Have they caught the heist guys?
Yeah, three people have been pulled in and then one police officer is also being questioned in relation to it.
Yeah.
Only one.
Only one.
Only one. Same one poor cop taking the rap for all of this.
I was on the news yesterday.
The other two in the Bahamas.
They're like, yo, man, can we borrow your van? Like, are you guys going to do illegal shit?
No. And your uniform.
Hey, this is Inspector's shirt.
You know, I would spot the cop that was at work in his undies Wednesday.
No,
undies.
No, this is off day. He's like, I'm supposed to wash the shirt. Yeah, just borrow us, borrow us.
We'll wash it for you. Don't worry.
We'll bring your van back in one piece. And then they pulled up at the airport.
The joke. Because the van was those vans are escorts, hey? Ford XR, the Chevy ones.
The
Corsa Bucky.
The Corsa Bucky is now.
The Corsa Bucky does a half ton. How much is 24 million? That's about a half ton.
No, I think they had more than one vehicle. They had more than one vehicle.
Can you imagine you're in the traffic down, there's a bucky in front of you and you're hooting at them to get out the way, but the reason why the bucky's so heavy is it's got 24 million rand in it and the oak gives you one of these road rage.
You smell the clutch from behind you.
And then the horrible thing is when he went to put petrol in, he couldn't pay for the petrol because it's all in like dollars and, and rubles
and denarii and
do you expect denarii? Where's that from? Greece.
From Jesus' time.
In silver pieces.
And stones.
And myrrh. Here you go, man.
Would you like some frankincense? Maybe? No?
I'd also care about that. Like how, you know, like how we always get a bad gift?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wait.
Like everybody got a bad gift.
Yeah.
Like even Jesus. Like one gave him gold, which was like, yeah, man, I make a Jesus piece with this. And the guy's like, do I have some myrrh? Like, do you know what's myrrh? You don't. That's exactly it. Because you took it back.
If you don't get enough presents, you're like, are there any myrrh?
Because he took the myrrh back. He's like, I don't know what's myrrh. He re-gave it the myrrh. Like, gave it to somebody else.
You know that wise man didn't have a present.
Yeah.
Then they said to him, what have you got?
Myrrh's a plot, right?
Myrrh. Yes, we'll take it.
And frankincense.
This is what Frank sent this. My mom's. There was a nativity play and one of the kids had to say frankincense. So the one kid drops it, gold, myrrh, and the other kid looks around and goes, and Frank sent this. But listen, Rishnu, for your roast battle this morning, I wanted to play this for you, but you snuck in. Are you keen on roast battles?
I don't think I'll actually do it again, man, because I feel I'm in Rocky Wood now. I won't do it again because, like, for me, it's like, how's John the roast master when I saw Dylan beat him in a roast battle?
Hey, chief.
So Dylan is in fact the roast master.
Of South Africa.
Exactly.
And also, did you see when I had yours, I was going to talk to you about unknown comic, not many people know you, you're from Durban, big ears, can't think. So he does those four.
Yeah.
So I'm writing while I'm talking to you because I'm like, okay, can't do that.
Yeah.
Because you do go for the things like, oh, you're a well-known comic, you're from Durban. We've got to go for those things.
You've got to go,
So that's the audience can understand.
And also, then for me, it's physical.
The looks, his ears, whatever it is. So now he's done all three. And I'm like, okay.
Well, dude, be happy. Your episodes got aired. My episode was
yours
a robbery.
Cut.
No, mine was a robbery so bad they didn't even air it. They're just like, this makes no
sense. Wait, now, wait. Did you say a robbery? Are you saying that you should
was
have
it
won?
A heist?
No, bro. I'm not even going there. You were there. You saw
I was
happened.
Everywhere, but...
I think they weren't used to the forming yet. They didn't know how the format was.
They had the judges on stage. You were the first one, right?
Yeah, with Kenny Kunene and David Gowers, those.
And that guy with the big eyes came to do a set, the one from Why Did I Get Married? And what's that guy from America?
Oh, that Ooh. Guy, yeah. That oh god, that's a Keenan something. That light skinned dude.
Yeah.
No, Orlando Jones.
Yeah, like he looks like he got goiter.
Orlando Jones was there.
Yeah, Orlando Jones was there for the first one.
He did a set, yeah.
Was he funny?
Well, yeah, you know, funny is subjective. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, poetry
I think
can be funny
pops,
if it's
poor
done
pops
right.
Have been better.
Funny.
He was doing like all his references. You guys have robots, eh?
So he was going for that.
Yeah, we're like, yeah, and then? And we have robots, it's correct. Your pockets go in garages. Where do you put petrol?
Fuel.
At a gas station.
Gasoline, man.
That was quite that
but then, yeah, but Victoria took it bad. He took it really bad.
Yo, he was depressed.
Yes, he was standing next to even David.
Yo, Yasin rubbed him a new one.
Did he go in?
Yo. But then Yasin messed up. I don't know if we used to how to get this format working. The format's got to work better because Yasin cooked it in that. Yeah. And then later on, when the three of us on stage, he kind of did like a rhyming couplet.
He fluffed it though.
About having, and he missed the one word. So it would have been funny if he had said,
if he had finished
he's a
the line.
Queef, because that is the other name for a poos or whatever.
Yeah.
It's about John but
some people don't know the actual queef, you see.
Yeah.
That's also a very tricky thing. You can't assume people know general knowledge things. You have to go as
Norba's surname sounds like a queef, say it.
Norba.
who introduced you for the 25 the other day? Who was before you?
Sammy. Oh,
Simi. Simi, yeah.
Simi's like, let's head for next time. Ngobo, ngobo. I was like, who the
fuck? In a gay voice like that.
Exactly like that.
But listen, we don't knock other podcasts on this podcast because we're all working together to be leave in a common goal. But fuck Simi.
Okay. Because he always ends his punchlines with
he says the actual words like a drum roll.
How dope was that night though, man? Things worked out really,
yo,
really
that
beautifully.
That 25 was on fire.
Second off, my second off started to hit a couple of speed humps, eh?
Did things go badly?
I won't mention
because
names.
When I left, that audience was wonderful.
No, you can mention names.
The first off was great, but it started like
way in the second
name
half.
Name and shame.
Like through, like,
was this now the last the one we had now?
Yeah, this week.
Jason, I found Jason Goliath the next morning. He says, I can't even see out of my one eye. He says because they have an open bar for the comedians. I'm like, where was I?
You died. I was like, where are you, Dave? I died.
Did you message me? Hey, Dave, I'm here at the show.
Yeah,
like,
where are you?
I did my 5 minutes.
And I left.
You know what I did? I wrote completely new 5 minutes instead of taking an existing five.
No, you went on.
That's what you have to do.
And you died. Ah, Dave.
Went on left. First.
Who were you number one?
Wait, when was oh, no, that was at the last one. I thought you meant this one because I was on first in this one.
No, he wasn't the last one. And then I came to meet up with him and then.
Gone.
No, we're going to discuss some Dave Brew ambassadorships.
Now we in this.
I got to use that red blazer from OK Bazaar. When the ambassador arrives, he must know.
It's just like he's scratching his neck. How do you know?
Because it's velour. What's it made of?
Yeah. After he parks his car outside.
Don't stay next to a fire. So the other things we were supposed to talk about was Ngoba. I got it. He's doing a show at the Beer House. And explain how it's going
to
work to us, please.
What we're trying to do is a silent comedy night. Have you ever been to a silent
with headphones?
Yeah.
Okay. Those silent discos.
Because usually what we found is beer houses are very, very noisy and busy venue.
It's also got very different parts. So there's that side piece, there's the outside, there's a fountain.
Are you talking about the one here in Vidcombe?
And there's one at there's salsa bar, which kind of isn't yours, but they still listen to the comedy. Mm-hmm. And then there's the inside. Mm-hmm. So all in all, a fucking cuck place for comedy. But yes, carry on.
Yeah, so you rent in the price of your comedy ticket, you get the headphones, and that way it's you interacting directly.
So do you have a headphone sponsor?
Are the headphones those, you just wear them and they pick up the Wi-Fi?
Wireless, yeah.
Okay, and then?
And then that's it. The comedians perform.
When is the first one?
We're doing it 2 weeks' time.
So there's no amplification of any sort. There are speakers to do the comedy, but you've got the things on if you want to listen to the comedy.
Exactly. And then
so the other people having
is the comedian going to be on stage or is the comedian going to be like hiding in a room as well?
In the racist room.
You must imagine.
Imagine that.
Maybe they're chilling.
You know, you're standing in a robot like this.
Can you imagine a guy sitting alone there with the earphones on having supper, just having a beer?
Yeah, absolutely. Why is he laughing?
It's weird. When is it?
We are going here. Let me show you the first official poster. Do you guys mind if I tag you in it?
No, no, if you're not on the lineup.
Rishi's quite strict about his stuff. Don't. Have you also noticed, were you in Durban now?
I was, yeah.
One of the posters that you did didn't say where it was. It was just, it was like three, it was an American comic, a US.
That's, no, that's Cape Town.
Yeah, but must say that I didn't know. I was like, I'll go to Timbuktu.
Yeah, because also I was like, I met you. I'm like, what?
Just have the at Cape Town comedy or hashtag at Cape Town comedy.
Must I tell you why though? Uh-huh. It's at Mitchell's Plain.
So no one, it's not really like, Cape Town.
We don't want people to know. They're going to rob you. It's like, they're coming to Mitchell's Plain. Let's just wait on the border.
Yeah, you know, Mitchell's Plain, they've been accused of a heist.
Yeah,
Mitchell's Plainians.
They took out some people in December there, bro. Like an assassination style. And the guy's just a drug dealer. And he was like moving with his girlfriends. They shot everybody, like four of them, in a golf.
Hey, this is why I sold my car.
Choke back in. Risha, and cut the fuck out of it.
I want you back on the show just to do Gangster Watch. What's been happening in the world? Oh, these guys got shot. This guy did a
Yeah. I read the news every night. That's what I do before I go to bed.
That smells very Zilla-like.
Actually, once, I was trying to find that other podcast that you had after the whole Durban debacle. When
yeah, there was a little bit of a beef, I suppose.
Mm.
But has it settled itself?
It hasn't. I actually had a very intimate chat with Tafia at the club the other day. Yeah.
In Durban.
Wednesday. Yeah. No.
She asked me, why did you swear, John? But I didn't swear, John.
Well, what happened?
John got sworn.
Where were you in Durban? Like, were you at the Amsterdam or New York or where were you?
It was about some. Please explain.
After there was a bit of a fallout because WAC came to Durban to they joined On Fire and then
as investors and helped the Durban industry.
Sharp. And then, but the On Fire guys, they just became assholes about it, and then they started. It started basically, like you say, a beef.
Because Carvin doesn't get involved in this.
Carvin is a church guy, bro.
Yeah, he doesn't get involved in it. And also, he said, he also said, I've got my own stuff to do. His main thing was like, when we started, we were all together in the thing, we all did stuff.
Okay.
And as soon as an investor came,
There
was a split and said, this is ours now, we're cool.
And
he's like, hang on a minute, we're all in this together.
Yeah, we have been sweating, So that's basically what happened. And then, so now we don't do On Fire shows anymore.
As
long as they're paying me, eh?
Is that why they're flying in comics from?
I'm like a terrible union guy.
I don't want to name the people, but you know,
Glenn Biederman, Pam.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been invited back since the thing that Mart have said.
I asked him to bring you in long time. Remember we had a discussion a long
come to
time
Durban.
Ago. Yeah, and then I didn't want to.
So then obviously then there's Durban, the smallest comedy market there is, has a split.
Has a beef.
Oh man.
It's colored. So all six fans are now divided.
That's what they say, bro.
I mean, they got a comedy week once a month, which I'm proud of that they're doing it.
Yeah, that's what
I look at the market, and I was in Amsterdam, I was at New York, it's a Jewish thing.
Yeah.
Nice lineups, and we had to cancel the one because no one. If it rains in Durban, they dissolve.
Oh, shit. If it's windy.
It's windy. So yeah. I wish them luck, and they are really pushing it hard. Their marketing is great. The coverage is nice. The comedians they have on there are sometimes really, 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 really cuck. And then on the same night, they have really good comedians.
But Durban has a bunch of open. They actually have a WhatsApp group. Let me open the WhatsApp group because the thing is, you can see the number of people in.
So
if you can see, there's a group here. It's called Durban's Funniest Comics. Well, someone changed the name. You can see there's 4,560 messages that I haven't read.
I get irritated if I see those little. If I see that little thing on my phone with the blue and the red thing, I have to get rid of it.
Open it, close it.
So if you invite me to a group, the next message you see is Dave has left the group.
Yeah, Dave has left the group.
But the mute option is great, bro.
You've muted them for a year.
Yeah, because I told my father. My father has WhatsApp. Then he's like, they invite me to groups. What must I do?
He showed
them. Then I'm like, just ignore it. He's like, I can't. I keep popping up. So it's like, you can mute it. Then he's like, what you mean? Then I show him. If you go right, left, she's got mute.
There
eight
you
hours,
go.
One
he
week.
Thought it meant that a mute guy
the
comes out of your phone and talks with his hands.
The
he was teach my mom as well.
Extreme,
but he was like, so what did he do now? I said, I muted it for a week. He's like, but I saw a year there.
Your band is a champion.
He's like, go back.
Unmute mute and mute them for a year.
Got like
for a year, bro. and he's muted family as well.
Yeah.
Fuck you. So now listen, Rishi, can Durban afford to have a comedy beef?
No.
Is there a solution to it?
There is a solution. I think that there needs to be a sit down. But what happened is, I was there when it all went down. Is that when John and Orwell and WAC came on board, they got money. I think that they just their attitude changed so dramatically that that's what caused the riff. And then
so instead of saying, having meeting, hey Durban Comedy, we have an investor here, we're going to keep On Fire as a brand,
they became bosses.
It's going to be this,
they'd be like, we're now your boss.
And then you guys, the guys started saying, I'm no longer a slave. It's quite like, cute.
I'm no longer a slave.
Bro.
I have been emancipated. Hashtag, I am freed from the clutches.
I'm not your house nigger.
Wow.
That's exactly what happened.
But who said this? Was it the white guy or the black guy?
You know what?
Unacceptable.
You know, it's one game. We pay our own gigs.
You get paid at gigs?
Yeah, bro. Because we run them.
So now, if I go to Durban, where do I perform now?
I think it's we run a couple of...
Because it's called a scab. If you're not with the union, you're a scab.
Yeah, you're a scab. And then, that's the guy that gets onto site and works while everybody's
outside. He's not
outside.
Wearing the uniform. He just happens to be passing by in a suit.
He gets fucked up when he's trying to leave.
Digging a trench. Were you digging a trench now?
No, man. I was looking for my money on the ground. I dropped R5. I'm just digging for my R5.
Tactic. So as a union man, you don't do the On Fire gigs? Just as a personal choice?
As a personal choice. And because the thing is, I can't be part of something that makes you feel like you're a staff member, if that makes any sense.
Or that divided something.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've taken a stance.
Yeah, we've taken a stance.
Is that what Tafia spoke to? He said, listen, it's not about you, it's about business of comedy. Like Norma said when he arrived here, he said, anything that's business, he's got to be careful. There's no emotion involved.
Like, once money's
involved. This Kevin Fraser guy is going to make money because it's his business.
No, dude, genuinely, he doesn't care how racist or whatever, as long as he's making that money.
I would like to go for research purposes and find out who comes to watch.
Can
this
I sponsor
guy?
Like 3 bricks and a couple of rounds of AKs?
Listen, but if you are angry with him, there are people that are watching him because you know exactly who's watching him.
Racism.
Yeah. It's a 45,
all those DA,
voters,
yeah.
Oh, God, Helen flew up just for the show.
Helen bought 2 nights.
Booked the whole run.
It is only on for 1 night.
You need to extend your run, bro.
Corporate.
That's basically a corporate now.
So the thing is, so Durban is cool, bro. There's lots of gigs happening in Durban. I just hate the fact that it's now become a problem. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's a problem.
And then something else we were talking about. He organizes gigs. And now we've got the earphone gig at the beer house. You were trying to show me the poster. When is it?
I just sent it on the group. But it's also...
Have you invited me to the group?
Now, have you made a group now?
Dave has left the group.
How do you mute for a year again?
So dude.
And then we also
do
beer house in Centurion once a month.
Also with the earphones?
No, strictly normal comedy gig.
Do you trust the people? What if they steal them? You know what's nice? It's the
thing
that,
is, I feel like when you walk, when you walk in and you pay
good
your
reception.
Ticket, no, when you walk in and pay for your ticket, they give you the headphones. I'm pretty sure you have to leave the same way you came in.
At so beer house, you can leave 4 different ways.
I left them on the seat.
Beer house, you can duck through the side. There's no entrance.
Shit. Yes.
But the nice thing is, if the earphones are still on the guy and he's at home, you can say to him, "Bruh, bring your earphones back." Listen here, please, man. Please, you took your earphones home, mate.
That's a real problem, though.
We know where you live.
You'd have to like attach the headphones to the table or some shit like that.
GPS type shit.
No, it's like, you know what you do? You start collecting them while the headliner's on. Like they do on the plane. Just when the movie's getting good. Give me earphones. But why did you give me the earphones then?
Ladies and gentlemen, the show has come to
an end. They'll be coming on collecting the SIF earphones that everyone's had on their ears with all their earwax.
Not because you put it back into a bag. That doesn't make it clean.
Well, you guys actually give them back. I have not given back a pair of sets on an airplane for years.
Now you are the one of the criminals of your own gig.
No, but it's weird. It's got those 2 little double jacks as opposed to the one
jack. You can't use it at home.
Yeah, no, you can if you just get some pliers, my friend.
Oh, man.
Fix it.
They're such shit headphones.
You disappointed me now.
Those headphones are so shit.
You know what? You can bring your own earphones, plug them into the plane, and then when everyone's not watching a movie, you can still finish watching a movie
and
just up until you land.
Yeah, and you can keep laughing loud like,
poor people.
Oh, this movie's amazing.
You seen this?
You just said, shit, it's fucking funny.
You know what I mean? Funny. Listen. Like 24D's got one earphone. That's hilarious. Oh, anyway, so you're going to do this thing at BS and Centurion?
No, Centurion, we've already
had. There's going to be difficult gigs as the format of the gig. So are you going to host it?
We've already done one at Centurion. It went down fantastically.
Okay, read your WhatsApp you sent to me. Because here's what happened, Rishi. Have you ever done a guy organized a gig and he says, hey, Dave, are you ready for a gig? This is what it pays. Whatever. And then you go, yeah, kind of am available. Tell me more. Oh, no, it's just a nice gig. And then tell me more. Yeah, it's my friend died and we just got to do a thing.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay.
Is it going to be Briani?
You know, I didn't understand the Briani craze until recently. We went to a funeral on Saturday and they had Briani. I was like, oh.
Are you insane, bro?
Like, I swear to God, we never have Briani. So either Papa Rice.
Where we go?
No, you have been going to Zulu weddings. Zulu
what's in biryani?
No, I promise you.
What's in biryani?
Oh shit! You know what we didn't do? We didn't do breakfast beer tasting. So listen, it is St. Patrick's Day. Are you aware of what happens? Why?
On St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah.
No, I have no idea.
You see,
it's become a bit of a party
in South Africa.
Okay, I'm just going to tell you what's why. Yeah,
there was this brand named Patrick, na, and then he went to church a lot, but used to drink every Saturday night. Na,
didn't drink.
But then he got to church drunk and made a noise.
It was 400 AD.
So the pastor said, "Look, yeah, na, if you're going to come to church drunk, you might as well serve a purpose here. So you must be the example to why people shouldn't drink and then come to church." Then he's like, "Oh, wait, make me a saint." So then he got his own day.
I feel like you made it, should I?
St. Patrick wasn't actually a saint, and he was actually Scottish, and he was kidnapped from Scotland to Ireland. He was kidnapped as a 16-year-old boy to come and look after stuff. They kidnapped him, but it's only across the pond there. It's not far.
Is it the same as similar to Guy Fawkes? Because America has all this shit going.
Yeah, that was also there.
And now we're starting to
look, it's become a crazy drinking. It's like, a crazy drinking day.
That's one of the things that pisses me off.
Like Halloween.
Halloween, dude. I love Guy Fawkes Day. Halloween, all you get is sweets, and you get to dress up like a skank for one night. Guy Fawkes Day, you get to cross dress, you get fireworks, and you get money.
Away.
Like genuine.
But Guy Fawkes
Day, great day.
Exactly.
But you must also remember that somebody died.
On Guy Fawkes
everybody
Day.
Died.
No, Guy Fawkes Day is about liberty.
No, Guy Fawkes, no one died.
It's about fighting the government.
How did he get assassinated?
Everybody
no, he's
died.
His artillery ignited and it exploded and
it was a protest for the House. It was at the House of Parliament. Guy Fawkes was protesting because he was a member of Parliament.
And his shit went off.
His shit went off.
Man.
He was the first guy to have his shit go completely off. Is that a word?
Your shit literally popped off.
But no, St. Patrick's Day was the celebration of the fact that if you wear green, the leprechauns can't steal you.
Oh,
so that
why?
Became the green stuff.
Oh, who's green? Is that your green
That's
jacket?
Fine on screen. So the leprechauns can't steal me.
So in South Africa, it's a tuggle.
But you must wear silver.
And a headgear.
And a brick.
Which you put under your bed. Do you drink?
Keep a brick.
Do you drink Guinness? Are you a fan?
I do drink Guinness.
Will you have a Guinness today?
Yeah.
Here's what made me angry this morning. Someone said, "I hate St. Patrick's Day. It's all about this, and it's commercialized." I'm like, one of those cunts again.
What does that mean?
I hate Valentine's Day. It's commercialized. Every day is a cool, just fun to celebrate it, man.
I hate Sunday. Yeah. It's commercialized.
So what is he? Church. I hate Mondays because it's made into a song.
That's hilarious.
I hate work because it's made into a song.
Work. That's that guy. That's what he was singing when he was in his suit, looking for money in the trench.
My like, friend was just up there.
The other guy's like, strike. Work. You mustn't work. No, Rishlu, are you going to have a Guinness today? Are you going to have a Guinness? Moba?
Yeah, I'll definitely have a Guinness.
Will you join me for a Guinness?
Yeah, sure.
I got to fetch my kids from the doctor.
Wow, what a happy view we're going to have. Thank you.
Say, man, my life, that's horrible. Are you having kids when they're sick? You don't know what you feel helpless, man.
Yeah.
That's kind of like coughing and you're like, what can I do?
Does he have like influenza?
No, but he's one of those tough kids. Dad, I'm okay. And I'm like
you need a doctor, but man. Please pick up your arm. Put your arm back on.
Because if it goes around those flu things, the little lighties get... Yeah. It starts with one thing and then ends up in bronchial pneumonia.
Dude, like my kid missed 2 weeks of school because of chicken pox.
Yeah.
Wow, I missed like 7 months of school in high school because of just pure delinquency.
That's a terrible disease.
Did you get over your disease or did it get stronger?
No, I ended up dropping out.
You know what I like? It's 5 to 10. Blessed says we start wrapping up.
No,
so we're just getting into this.
Yeah.
Can I tell you the sex show? You know what?
Actually starts at
I'm not saying you're a big guy. Uh-huh. Standing against that door, the sex show are not coming in today without enough lube. There you go.
That's
not coming in.
Yeah.
There you go.
No lube.
Yeah. We aren't going to do the show until 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Like the contract says.
That day.
Now listen, so the podcast, we're talking about some heavy stuff here.
Yeah, man.
Do you think we should have a discussion on the podcast with Tafia, John, and Coven?
That would be amazing,
You will learn. You don't want to learn. You will learn.
Hold on.
There's a process.
Something's happening. We're having a discussion here. Must we fix up? Must we fix the...
I feel like Julius Malema just joined us. He's here to strike for us. Come on! We are not ending this podcast.
So we're not
now.
Ending until 10, eh?
Can I be the lady that stands by the door and just chops everybody as they leave? Like,
does that happen?
That happened in Parliament.
Sona, you must.
What, was she just hitting people?
Yes. Yeah.
A lady.
Yes,
elbow.
A woman.
She was elbowing them.
Security, she just fucking.
So as you walk past, she just elbow you on the head, like, bang,
Like, was that during the fight?
That was hectic. But I'm sure it's on YouTube.
Like, I feel like we should wrap up. Let's
no, we're not wrapping up. So we are going to have a Guinness and just enjoy the St. Patrick's Day.
I'm going to invite Corbin. You invite John. And then we do like an intervention.
All right. We must. But is it an intervention? This is for us. Have an enjoy your weekend, man. It's St. Patrick's Day. Just have a good time. Richard Benoit, thanks for coming.
Love you, South Africa. Well,
Ngoba ngobu. Cheers, Dave.
Later,
bye,
guys.
Dave. Bye, Eric. Bye. Love you,
bye. Bye, bye, bye. CliffCentral.com.